email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
All right, and so is George Casotis on today.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah. What a pleasure to be here with you.
Hey, George, I sure enjoy you every month. So great. We've been talking about things of the past, things of the present, and what's going on nowadays?
Everything's going on.
What's the biggest event? Oh, the fair comes up next. Will you be there? Will your wife be there?
Off and on. There's so many things going on in the auditor's office that she's got tied up with different things, the BOR, Board of Revisions, meetings, and there's a lot of things going on. And she has to be at the office a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Commissioners need her there because she's the auditor and makes payroll and checks on properties and taxes and amounts.
It's a complicated thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, levies. Each township wants a levy for different things, and there's so many things in the auditor's office.
And George, when people run for office, they talk about taking over a position. But they don't get down to the nitty-gritty, of course.
Oh, they don't know the nitty-gritty.
No, they don't know it.
They don't know it.
Yeah, they got to learn that if they're elected.
You know, last November, my wife won her fourth term.
Yeah.
And I said, Joanne, you've got four more years. I'm going to be 90 years old in 4 years. She said, George, you're going to be 90 in 4 years, whether I'm auditor or not.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
I said that, and she really got on me. She said, George, no matter if you're 100, I'm still going to be auditor, you know. I said, I hope not.
Oh, boy.
I might not be here.
Yeah. But it is a very complex job. I mean, there are so many things that go along with it that the average person would have no idea.
And she loves it. She loves to do that job. And she said, George, I'm the auditor. That's why the last couple terms nobody ran against me, because they don't want to spend money and lose.
No, how complicated it can be.
It's complicated.
And can you imagine the pressure? What office of city government where they're so far behind on?
Oh, you mean the
clerk. Was it clerk of courts?
Clerk of courts.
Oh, my. Unbelievable.
Did you see the picture in the paper where that room had books and papers all over the floor?
Oh, I couldn't believe.
I couldn't.
Wasn't there ever any?
I don't want to mention her name, but.
Right.
I don't. And my son ran against her.
Oh.
My son would have cleaned that office up immediately.
Yeah.
My son, Chris Casotis, ran against Julie Cagle.
Yeah.
And they reelected her after 20 years of everything all over the floors. Attorneys couldn't get the those papers that they needed to take to the court, and they'd come back to the judge and say, "We tried to find the papers, but they couldn't find them."
Wow! But now there's another lady in charge.
Yeah, the Republican Party put another lady in. She didn't run to win that office.
Right.
They just appointed.
It's going to take a while to get things undone.
So probably the next election for the clerk of courts is going to be a couple of people running back.
Oh.
And maybe my son will run back again.
Interesting, isn't it? My. The complexities, and more complex today than it ever was.
Oh, those papers on the floor were called dockets.
Yeah.
They're dockets that hold
court
the
dockets.
Court dockets for court to
cases
for cases to go to court, and they couldn't find the dockets because they were on the
my
why couldn't those employees
say that this lady is not doing her job.
In the meantime, people are in prison waiting for their trial.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, you know, it happened, but the lady, I don't know what was wrong with that lady, but I always liked Judy Cagle. I thought she was a nice lady, but she just didn't keep her records right.
Once you get behind, it's kind of hard to get.
Oh, yeah, that far.
Yeah, that far.
You know, she was in there for 20 years.
Is that right?
20 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Can you imagine what it's like to be president of the country?
Oh, my God.
All the details.
And now these people that are running for that office, 23, 24 people.
Is the first debate tonight?
Yeah, the first debate. Wednesday and Thursday, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tonight and tomorrow. There's so many of them, they have to take 2 days to get...
Oh, my. Can you imagine? How is any one person going to... Hey, I'm the person you got to get. You got to vote for.
Oh, my goodness. That's in the paper today, all those pictures. Those pictures of all the people running.
Amazing. I know they... Yeah, well, it's interesting.
And what's amazing to me is... I know maybe we shouldn't be talking about it, but why not?
Yeah.
The guy, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's married to another guy.
Yeah. I hope they get along.
No. What if he gets elected? We're going to have two guys in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we get a few more, we'll have five guys hamburgers.
It's getting crazy. Yeah.
It's a big campaign to be accepted. You know?
I don't think there's that many LGBTs out there to elect a...
You wonder. There might be. I don't know. But for those of us that were around a long time ago, it's a strange area. Others of the current generations, that's nothing at all. I don't know.
Pride, America. Pride.
Yeah. We'll be buried one of these days, George, and they can carry on from there.
I don't get it.
If anybody would like to call, 7403-39944. You can join in our conversation today. Believe me, George Kasonis, my guest today. And I appreciate George being in here because it makes it easier for me to talk. And tomorrow, don't forget... James Anderson will be in, and James will tell you all about things happening at the Tallgrass Trail. And there's a lot going on out there.
He's out there every day. James is out there every day doing that Tallgrass stuff out there.
Yeah, and more people are taking that up, and, it's great.
Well, it's really nice out there.
Yeah, it just takes a little while to develop, which it has, and it's great. James is doing a good job, my. So,
just make sure you take care of the mosquitoes.
Can you imagine?
Huh.
Oh, this with this weather, these fields. Can you imagine how many billions of mosquitoes?
All that rain. Oh, those poor corn farmers, and I feel so sorry for those guys out there that grain. Oh.
Isn't that something, George? Now I see Belinda said, "Well, you can." Harvest your corn into silage. How many farmers now are using silage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, you see those big white bags.
Yeah, yeah.
That's silage.
Yeah. I like Dorothy Palanda. She's a nice lady.
Is she?
She's very considerate. I don't know if she knows that much about agriculture, but she's a good attorney, and she was a good state representative.
Oh.
I mean, she did. She was on the job.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about her. She was on the job, and she would answer any question you had.
That's so important. Now, I watch the state legislature quite a bit on public television, and there's one lady that seems to be so prominent, I can't describe her. I don't know. She's there, and she apparently knows what she's doing.
You mean Dorothy?
No, it's not Dorothy. It's somebody in the legislature that's very prominent.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember her name, but you see her so much.
But, well, Dorothy was here in Marion a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was here.
She used to, Ron Scheider had her on his TV show quite often.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he was running for sheriff against Tim Bailey. Dorothy would always come up and if at the fair or whenever, George, Joanne, how are you? And give us a hug. And she would always remember our first names. And she said, George and Joanne Kasotis, you're such nice people. And Joanne, you're doing such a good job. She would be very complimentary.
Yeah, well, that's the way you get nice, going nice through life, being nice. You know, you can't beat it. You got to be nice to people. Okay, it's 11:27. George, time is flying today.
Oh, yeah. I was an hour late, and I got in here at 10:30, didn't I?
Yeah, I think 10:36,
I think it was when I got in here.
So, will Tradio ever come back?
I don't know. Because there's not too many good Jeff Roos around.
No,
today.
You know, that's the thing. Jeff Tradio did not make the radio station any money. I mean, people weren't charged anything.
No.
But it brought listeners, maybe, and hearing the advertisements on Tradio would buy a product. Yeah. Maybe that was the answer.
That was the answer, really.
But Jeff was so nice to everybody, you know.
Oh, Jeff is such a... you know, I got a... what was it? It was a hat or a shirt. I got a gift from David Seifert one time. David Seifert was the organist at the St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And he gave me a T-shirt or a hat or something. I can't remember. I haven't had it for so long. It got lost. And it was a picture of a bird on the sand. Sandpiper?
Sandpiper. Right.
It was a big bird, a sandpiper, on the beach.
Yeah.
And it had a Mexican hat on its head. And it said, one, like J-U-A-N,
right,
one in a million.
Oh, really?
In other words, he was referring to me. He saw that, and he says, that's George Kasotis. And he says, George, you're one in a million.
That's pretty good. Speaking of one, how many Mexican restaurants do we have now in Marion?
At least four.
Yeah. And how many Chinese?
Three?
Yeah. Now, I was at King of Prussia.
Oh, I remember King of Prussia.
Yeah. Well, I was there in their food court and got my usual hot and sour soup. I've done that for 3 years in a row.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, is it good? And I told the girl, I said, I drive 500 miles every year to get this. She looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you where you can get it. House of Hunan.
Oh, yeah, they have it too, yeah.
Oh, House of Hunan.
Everybody has it.
And House of Hunan is such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And the food there is excellent, and I'll tell you.
Are they still busy every year?
Every day. Tell you, I don't know how they take care of all those people, but those people line up to go to House of Hunan. The Lowe family. Peter and Penny Lowe started that.
Okay.
And now they're retired.
Oh, they've retired?
The son is taked over.
Oh, okay.
The son is Frank.
Okay, we're going to break
Scott,
here.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Kasotis were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis. Okay, George, we were talking about Chinese food.
Well, the House of Hunan, Frank Lowe now is in charge, and Peter comes in, and because he's still pretty young, I think in his mid-60s or late-60s, but he comes in and checks, but Frank is the boss. Somebody,
oh, okay.
Somebody here?
Oh, somebody brought fans in. Ooh. What are the fans for?
I just want to be nice to somebody. If you want to give them away.
Oh, really?
I'll help two people.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm Roger, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll that's a good fan.
Yeah, I'll...
I just wanted to help somebody.
When Scott comes in today, I'll clue him, yeah.
What's your name?
Roger.
Roger? Well, thank you for the fans.
That's okay. I don't need any fanfare for it. I just wanted to be nice.
Well, that's great. That'll work out great.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
That'll be a nice giveaway.
Yeah, you bet.
Somebody that doesn't have air.
Nice Lasco portable fans.
Well, and, you know that not everybody can, well, as you know, breathe right.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, and, like me.
I know. I'm in the same boat. Somewhere.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to go around any place that has fire.
Now, you weren't in Korea.
No, I was in 8 years, but I wasn't in Korea.
Oh, you weren't? I was in Korea in the early 50s.
Now, my brother was.
Oh, okay.
He was in the 7th Infantry.
I was 24th Infantry Division.
He was in the Yalu River. And all
oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Roger. What a pleasure to have you come in.
That's okay, sir.
That's great. That's super. All right.
Those are pretty good prizes.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll be
you don't give away good prizes.
They'll be handy in August when it's hot.
Oh, boy. I guess so. So I'll tell Scott when he comes in, and he can arrange a thing to give those away. That's nice.
This gentleman that just came in said he doesn't want any fanfare, but he brought in two beautiful new fans, Lasko, L-A-S-K-O fans.
Isn't that great?
So we'll give those away on the radio.
Yeah. Super. Well, let's see what else is happening. I'm surprised it's so quiet that we haven't had any other calls lamenting the fact that and Marion Radio has changed.
Oh, it's changed completely.
But the thing is, people often come up to me and say, I remember years ago I used to hear you on the radio.
Well, you're still hearing him on the radio.
But you see, people don't change in Marion. Maybe it's that way everywhere. People don't change their habits very often. Just like people got up, listened to Tradio, in the morning, and listen to Jeff in the morning and all that. And now, what do they do that's all changed? Now, Jeff is going away to Cancun. Now, you got to be careful down there. Cancun is, you get off the main drag and it can be a problem. But
that's in any country, foreign country that you go to. You got to watch out your security. It's tough to rent a car. You should use public transportation, and you shouldn't go in areas that are off the beaten path.
Right. That's right.
Because that was an article in the paper, and I know that from traveling to so many countries in my lifetime. I've been to Spain. I've been to Italy. I've been to France. I've been to Sweden. I've been to Switzerland. I've been to Greece many times. And you stay on the main path.
Yeah, right.
And you don't travel at midnight or after
right.
dark, or late night, early evening, yes, but not late at night.
Yeah, I had a tour that I conducted. Well, it was a cruise, and we landed just north of Curacao. Was a town, the island Curacao, and I got off and I started walking behind the scenes, and oh my land!
You want to buy drugs.
But the brochure didn't show that. They showed beautiful buildings.
These guys that are sitting on the ground with a blanket or with a runner or blanket on
yes.
them, and they got all their wares there.
Right.
But when they see a police coming, they
pull that
marked carpet up and all their stuff, and they're off running.
Yeah,
because they're not supposed to be doing that, selling
right.
that stuff. And a lot of times they've got drugs with them too.
You know, I was on the island of Grenada. Grenada? Yeah.
Grenada.
Well, they say it's correctly Grenada. We invaded Grenada to wipe out the Cubans that were on there. And
was that under the Kennedy administration?
I don't, might have been. But they came up to me. The natives say, "We appreciate you Americans. You saved us." And I looked around and saw some bombed out buildings. But the main thing, Grenada is the spice capital of the world. All these spices grow in Grenada. And they come out, like jump out of the bushes, holding drugs, or not drugs, but spices for you to buy. And I kept looking at those. They warned us on the ship, don't ever bring any drugs back, or you'll never get back.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well, here's all these yellow, white, different colored, who would know they were not drugs? And so I didn't buy any of these spices on the Spice Island.
Sure.
It's kind of interesting. But boy, they were sure trying to sell them. And anyhow.
Charlie, you were at the Travel and Convention Bureau for years.
Yeah.
Back in the what, the 70s,
60s? No, it was from 1985 to 1995 to 2001, maybe, or 2000. Yeah.
So you were there, what, 15 years or more?
No, I was only there 6 years, maybe.
Six?
Yeah.
85?
Yeah, but 95.
Oh, 95.
But I got around. I traveled all over the country promoting Marion.
Yeah.
It was my job to, I was in Birmingham, Alabama once. And it was interesting. I sat down at my assigned booth and was trying to sell tour operators, the big bus companies.
Yeah.
I tried to sell them Marion, come to Marion. They looked the other way because they were after the big guys. They were after, like, Florida, the, you know, the Disney World type, and out in California, and out in Missouri, those things. They thought Marion wasn't big enough. And I tell you, really, it got to me eventually when I'm talking and showing pictures of our popcorn museum to, like, a tour operator that operated, not Lakefront Airlines, but others. And they would look away. They weren't even interested. That kind of bugs you. And so I got the feeling right then, we're not big enough. We're not splashy enough to attract those big, big companies. Then let me tell you, George, I did get a group in from Northwestern Missouri, or Kansas, an overnight bus tour. They toured Marion, and then they stayed at the Penny Pincher Inn. And so the people, I thought they were all bedded down. One of them come out to me and looked me up and said, "Mister, come over here. Our beds aren't made." So there I was. I had a whole busload of people from Kansas with their beds not made. Now, what impression did they get of Marion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And then I, at another time, George, I had a group come up from a Montessori school in Cincinnati. Now, the Montessori schools are talented and gifted children. And they came to Marion, and they were going to stay overnight here because I toured them around, and I gave them demonstrations of Indian life and different things. And so they went to their motel because they'd all bargained for adjoining rooms. When they got there, the motel said, "We don't have adjoining rooms." And so my Montessori tour from Cincinnati went to Delaware overnight. Now, that didn't happen that often. But those things, when they happen, what are you going to do, you know, to save yourself?
Well, for instance, I see the Ohio Magazine every month. We have an Ohio Magazine.
Yes.
Is that every once a year or
it's
once a
month?
That's once a month. Now this one I have at home, two pages show this one bridge, and it said, "People of Ohio or people of the United States like to tour these bridges."
Covered bridges.
Well,
In the one, it show, on the left side was an advertisement. On the right side was a map of Ohio, and it showed all the bridges.
Yeah.
Kings Mill Bridge is not in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it, that was opened in 2016.
Yeah, right.
And still, this is 2019, so 3 years later, and our Kings Mill Bridge is not in the Ohio Magazine Touring Bridge Association, because there's hundreds, thousands of people that like to tour bridges.
Yeah, they travel all the time.
All over the country for bridges. But our Kings Mill, which is a beautiful wooden bridge, you've been through there.
Beautiful.
I just went through there here not too long ago, and I there was no traffic behind us, no traffic, so I told Joanne to stop in the middle of the bridge, and I was looking around. And
isn't that something?
It's something.
Oh, yeah, made out of wood, and it's made to last forever.
And in the Ohio Magazine, Tour of Bridges is not, Marion Kings Mill is not listed.
That's bad, yeah.
I was going to go out and talk to Tom, what's his name? Mark Holbrook.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to Mark Holbrook and say, hey, get on the ball and get a hold of the Ohio Magazine and tell them that, hey, we have a Kings Mill Bridge that's beautiful.
You know, I used to advertise, well, I suppose they still do, advertise Marion's attractions. And what was I going to say? Oh, the cost. Almost $1,000 a month to advertise in the Ohio Magazine. Isn't that something? Try to take that out of your budget. Woo!
I don't think it would cost to put the Kings Mill Bridge picture.
Well, I don't know, but even a small ad that I used to put in was $900 and some.
It was?
Yeah.
In the Ohio Magazine?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I tell you, it's quite a world out there of money, you know, and advertising. The money that people have to spend. My.
I don't think it costs you to put the, there was two pages.
No, if you could put just a bridge in there, but they don't do that. That's got to be with an ad.
The map of Ohio is here, and it shows all the little square of the bridges. And down here, it tells you all of them. It's about 54 or 56. It's bridges that are in Ohio,
right?
And they're all over the place, but Marion's are not in there.
It's interesting, you know. It used to be I once was at in Baltimore, I think, doing a trade show promoting Marion, and a guy in the booth next to me was from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Punxsutawney!
Yeah, and I said, hey. We have a groundhog in Marion called Buckeye Chuck. You do? I never heard of him.
That's named after you.
Yeah, but is it Punxsutawney? You know, this guy from Punxsutawney, you'd think he'd know, you know. Oh, well, anyhow.
Punxsutawney Phil, yeah.
And one time I portrayed Warren G. Harding in Baltimore at the Inner Harbor. There was a whole group of tour conductors from all over the country, and they were being given their free meal, good treatment, you know, and they had me standing at the door greeting all of them as President Harding. In fact, I had a sticker on, a big sign on me. It said President Warren G. Harding.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis. George, busy times.
It's good. It's good to be here, Charlie.
Oh, I'm boy. I tell you, I sure appreciate you. And tomorrow, James Anderson will be in your seat, and James doing a good job too. But having George Kasotis, some people don't realize that, like, George is one of a kind. When George is gone, there won't be another. I mean, period. George knows all about Marion. He knows more about Marion than he'll ever discuss openly, I'm sure.
Oh, back in the 30s and the 40s yeah, and the right. 50s and the 60s. Oh, yeah.
Back in another era. But anyhow, we welcome your phone call this morning, 740-383-9944. And I'm on oxygen. I don't know if you can. Well, no, you can't hear it because I don't have a machine. I've got a tank that's giving up its precious oxygen.
Precious oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a machine at home that runs 24 hours a day, pumping oxygen into me. And I thought, if I take this tank down the street and somebody stops me, I'll say, hey, I'm your balloon man. I got helium in here. Oh, I know. I can't take life too seriously, George. Get you nowhere. But Jeff Ruth, you know, Jeff probably had the greatest, longest career in Marion, and people really appreciated him. And that is so good to see, the appreciation he had of the time he was in Marion.
Well, you've been on 40 years.
But that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, but just recently, yeah, Jeff Ruth. But yeah. Charlie Evers, I think you got more time on than Jeff has.
But they can't remember that because they weren't born yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's what both of us face.
Yeah.
A lot of people that we see today weren't around to know that we ever existed beforehand. But that's the way it is. 740-383-9944. So far, I've only given away a Zumbezi Bay pair of tickets. Maybe that's all I'm going to give away today. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow, let me see, is Friday.
And no, tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, tomorrow's Thursday. You're right. James Anderson will be with me, and he'll be talking about all the wild things you see out at the Tall Grass Trail. And there's getting to be more and more interest among people, Jory, of the things that are out there.
That's nature.
Yeah, really.
That's nature.
Yeah. Give nature a chance, and she'll show up.
Right.
Yeah, and these people, every day I look at Facebook and see comments from people talking about things they saw on the Tall Grass Trail. That's
right.
Great. Wonderful. And Marion needed that. That's another attraction for Marion. Now, I don't know how many people are going to drive a long distance to come to Marion for that, because they can also go to Findlay, they can go to Mansfield, Delaware. They all have their park districts, like Marion. We were one of the last to organize a park district, but it's going well.
It's doing very well.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, any new food, George? Anything new to eat?
Oh, well, I told you that last week we were up in Cleveland for a whole week for the Summer Auditors Conference.
Yeah.
And we stayed at the Renaissance Hotel. And right behind us, guess what was right behind us? Lake Erie.
Yeah, right. I stayed at the Renaissance once.
Lake Erie. It's like summertime and the living's not easy.
Boy, it's been rough. It's higher than it's ever been.
It's tough for the fishermen because Lake Erie, the fish aren't jumping.
Yeah.
And the algae is high.
Yeah.
Remember that? Summertime,
yeah.
And the living's not easy.
Yeah.
And the lake, the fish aren't jumping. Because, you know, there's a lot of algae.
Oh,
they need to put in some blue dye. Summertime.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, Lake Erie is not looking too good.
Down on the west end especially, where it's shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can walk across it. Yeah, Lake Erie is a shallow lake.
Yes.
150 feet is the deepest part.
Deepest part.
Up near Kelly's Island.
Kelly's Island, yeah. Right. I'll tell you, I didn't see too much activity. We were right there
staying at the Renaissance downtown at the Civic Center, right downtown. And right behind us was Lake Erie, and I didn't see anything going on in Lake Erie.
Yeah.
The only thing they need to do is put in some blue dye.
Why?
Because it's algae. It's covered with algae.
When I stayed overnight at the Renaissance, I was doing a trade show. I was promoting Marion at a trade show in,
really?
In Cleveland, yeah. And the next morning, one of the other ladies from some other city in Ohio said, "Everest, my car's been stolen."
What was stolen?
From the Renaissance.
Really?
Yeah.
From the Renaissance?
Yeah.
You know, the Renaissance was built in 1918.
Oh.
It's 100 years old.
Wow.
But guess what? It looks beautiful inside. That's one of the chandeliers. You wouldn't believe this. One chandelier is built, in the lounge, they've got six of them as big as this room is.
Wow.
That's how big they are. With the crystals and the... And it's really bright and glorious, and the ambiance is just unbelievable.
I can imagine now. Wow.
We stayed there for a whole week.
Boy, that would be interesting. What was your favorite food in Cleveland? Favorite restaurant?
Oh, the favorite restaurant. They have on 4th Street, from the main square where the Renaissance is, you go one block down on 4th, that whole area has got restaurants. There's so many. They had the one was called the, hello there.
Hello.
It's my wife.
Somebody just walked in.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a nice time in Cleveland. The food, I can't name you all the restaurants we went to, but the food there at the hotel, we had breakfast every morning at the hotel. And lunch for the auditors' conference.
So what seemed to be, maybe there was no indication of what's the favorite food around Cleveland. Is it Chinese, Greek, or?
No, Hungarian. There was Hungarian restaurants. There was Chinese restaurants. There was Greek. I didn't see any Polish.
You see any kielbasa?
Kielbasa. Anyway, we had a great time in Cleveland because every day from 9 until noon for lunch, and then from 9 until 4:30, conferences with different things that the auditors do during a year.
Okay.
And they had different speakers there. And I sat in on most of the association meetings.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I didn't walk. One day I took maybe a couple hours and went to the Civic Center, which was right next to the Renaissance, and they got three floor levels and all escalators down to the basement, second floor and third floor, and shopping. They got stores of all kinds, clothing stores, shoe stores, hat shops, shoe shops, everything. And they were nice.
Yeah.
They're still right there in the heart of downtown Cleveland.
Now, an interesting thing, speaking of stores, my daughter Kathy was in Macy's in New York City and said, went up to the fourth floor, the escalators are made out of wood.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
You know what I was surprised to see downtown Cleveland? The May Company is closed.
Oh, no.
It's not there.
Oh, my God.
I saw the sign, the May Company, but it's all boarded up.
Oh, that was like forever.
We had a guy from Marion, Ohio, that I graduated with in the early 50s. Guess what? He was the manager of the May Company.
Oh, no. Here's a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, how are you doing today?
Great.
Good. I was about to call in earlier when you asked what the Chautauqua Pavilion was called out there at Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
And... the guy beat me to it, but I just wanted you to know I graduated from Harding in 47.
47, my.
Graduation ceremony was held at the Chautauqua Pavilion.
What pavilion, Carl?
The Chautauqua Pavilion at Garfield
Park.
Oh,
that's right. I remember that.
Yeah,
in fact, I think I was there, too. I was younger, but I watched you guys walk through the pavilion, the what was that called?
Chautauqua Pavilion at Garfield Park.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
It was a pretty good-sized building.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember that. 47, yeah. Because Sevi graduated in 48, my sister.
Sure, yeah.
You remember Sevi.
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Carl, what a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, good to see you taking care of Charlie there.
Yeah, Charlie's...
he needs help.
Charlie needs help. He's got a little oxygen tank with him, and Charlie's had some heart attacks and things like that, but he's still here, and he's alive, and... We're both in our mid-80s.
Well, we hope we all last a long time.
That's right.
What? All right, you guys take care.
Okay. Carl, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl. God bless you, buddy. Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
That's Carl Mounts.
Oh, okay.
Carl Mounts. He's an old buddy of mine. In fact, he actually wanted to marry my sister.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Carl was in love with my sister.
Stevia or...
Sevi. Well, her name in school was Eva.
Oh.
Because the Greek name is Sevastia.
Yeah.
Like Evastia.
Sevastia.
But they changed it to Sevi.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember her?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. She's in Texas now with
her. We've been in her house once.
Yeah, on Kingwood.
Yeah. I can't remember the occasion. It must have been a meal, a party, or something.
Yeah, she did have. I remember that time because you were there. You were there.
Boy.
That's been years. That was probably in the 50s or 60s.
In one place I wasn't, and that, again, was Jeff Ruth's going away party the other day.
Yeah, that was at Bill Bauer's house.
And that had a lot of people?
Oh, it was packed, yeah.
No kidding.
That's the old Scantlin residence.
Yeah, right.
George and Janice Scantlin built that.
Oh, well, I know.
It's in the woods.
I leg wrestled Janice in that house.
You what?
Leg wrestled.
Oh, you leg wrestled Janice?
Yes,
Scantlin?
I did. Yep, right on the floor. Yep.
Who's laughing?
My wife.
Who's laughing?
My wife.
Now?
Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's behind you.
Oh, Jeannie's here.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were. How did you get in? Did you just come?
Jeannie Evers is here, Charlie's wife. That's unbelievable. I just now saw her. I didn't know she was here. She walked in the door so quietly. Anyway,
yeah,
that time we were in Sevi's house. You were at my sister's house. I was there too.
Yeah,
there was she had a big party. She invited you to come over. Were you married to Jeannie then? No,
I don't know.
I don't think you were. That's back in the 50s.
Hey, Jeannie, you were there, weren't you?
I don't know. That had to be in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh.
That wasn't recent, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we're about out of time today, George.
Thank you, Charlie.
Good heavens.
To being with you. You stick around and stay alive, okay?
That's what they say at the glue factory. Stick around.
Stick around.
Okay, and it's been nice having all of you along today. And we'll be back tomorrow. So stay tuned on WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio.
You're listening.